శిష్యుమారు. డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ ఐ చరణారవింద వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ్. ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండరాచార్య విటి ఫౌండరాచార్య డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ్. అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ భక్త బృందకి జయ్. నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కీ జయ్. ప్రేమ్ శ్రీ ప్రభు శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరవభక్త బృందకి జయ్. రాధాకృష్ణ గోపి గోపీనాథ్ రాధాకృష్ణ శ్యామకుం గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కీ జయ్. మథురా వృందావన్ ధామ్ కీ జయ్. నవదీప్ మాయాపుర ధామ్ కీ జయ్. పురుషోత్తమ క్షేత్ర జగన్నాథపురి ధామ్ కీ జయ్. శ్రీ శ్రీకృష్ణ బలరామ్ కీ జయ్. రాధాశ్యామ సుందర లలితాభిషాఖాదేవి కీ జయ్. శ్రీ శ్రీ గోవిందాయ కీ జయ్. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ జయ్. గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ్. వృందాదేవి తులసి మహారాణి కీ జయ్. సమవేత వైష్ణవ భక్తవృంద కీ జయ్. ఆల్ గ్రేట్ వాసింగ్ డ్యూటీస్ గ్రేట్ వాసింగ్ డ్యూటీస్ ఆల్ గ్రేట్ వాసింగ్. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్ఠికే. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10th కంటో చాప్టర్ 33. చాప్టర్ 23 టెక్స్ట్ 30. గుణంతి నో నః ప్రతయః పితరౌ సుతా వా న భ్రాతృ బంధు సుహృదః కుతః ఏవ చాన్ని తస్మాత్ భవత్ ప్రపదయో పతితాత్మనాం నో నన్యః భగవత్ సరి భవేత్ పతి అరిందమ తద్ విధేయి. గృహంతి నో నః పతయ పితరౌ సుతా వా న భ్రాతృబంధు సుహృద కుత ఏవ చాన్ని తస్మాద్ భవత్ ప్రపదయో పతితాత్మనాం నో నన్యా భవేత్ గతిర్ అరిందమ తద్విధేహి. గృహంతి నో నః पतयो पितरौ सुतावा न भ्रातृबन्धु सुहृद कुत एव चन्ने तस्माद् भवत् प्रपदयो पतितात्मानां नो नान्या भवेत् गतिरिन्दम तत्विधेहि गृह्णन्ति नो नः पतयो पितरौ सुतावा न भ्रातृबन्धु सुहृद कुत एव चान्ये तस्माद् भवत् प्रपदयो पतितात्मानां नो नान्याः भवेद् गतिरिन्दम तद्विधेहि बताएं। वर्ड मीनिंग गृह्णन्ती दे विल एक्सेप्ट न अस न नॉट पतय आवर हस्बैंड्स पितरौ फादर्स सुताः सन्स बा और न नॉट भ्रातृ ब्रदर्स बंधु अदर रिलेटिव्स सुहृद एंड फ्रेंड्स कुतः हाउ देन एव इंडीड teacher, and anni, other people. Tasmat, therefore. Bhavat, your. Prapadayo, at the tips of the lotus feet. Patita, fallen. Atmanam, whose bodies? Naha, for us. Na, not. Anya, any other. Bhavet, there can be. Gatihi, destination. Arindamaha, O chastiser of enemies. Tat, that. Videhi, kindly bestow upon us. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Our husbands, fathers, sons, brothers, other relatives and friends will no longer take us back. And how could anyone else be willing to give us shelter? Therefore, since we have thrown ourselves at your lotus feet and have no other destination, please, O chastiser of enemies, grant our desire. Please repeat. Our husbands, fathers, sons, brothers, other relatives and friends will no longer take us back. And how could anyone else be willing to give her shelter? Therefore, since we have thrown ourselves at your lotus feet and have no other destination, please, O chastiser of enemies, grant our desire. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments as follows. From their very youth, the brahmanas, wives and had heard about Lord Krishna's beauty, qualities and sweetness from the women folks of Vrindavan village and also from the flower ladies, the betel nut sellers and others. Consequently, they always felt ecstatic love for Krishna and were indifferent to their husband and their household duties. Their husbands, seeing them as deviant, doubted them and avoided dealing with them as far as possible. Now, the wives of the brahmanas were ready to formally reject their so-called families and neighbors, and out of great agitation, they were crying and placing their heads upon Lord Krishna's lotus feet, offering obeisances. In this way, with choking voices, they spoke the above verse. They begged that Lord Krishna bestow upon them the benediction that he be their only destination, that he, the chastiser of enemies, subdue all their enemies. Those difficulties that obstructing them from obtaining the Lord. The wives of brahmanas simply wanted to serve Lord Krishna. And this is pure Krishna consciousness in ecstatic love of Godhead. So the purport to this verse by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada is end. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dhati Sotadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरदिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गृह्णन्ती नून पतयो पितरौ सुताव न भ्रातृबन्धुसुहृदा कुत एव चान्ये तस्माद्भवत्प्रपदयो पतितात्मानां नो नान्या भवेद् गतिर् अरिन्दं तद्विधेयि आवर् हस्बेण्ड्स् फादर्स् सन्स् ब्रदर्स् अदर् रिलेटिव्स् एण्ड् फ्रेण्ड्स् विल् नो लङ्गर् टेक् अस् बेक् एण्ड् हौ कुड् एनिवन् एल्स् be willing to give us shelter. Therefore, since we have thrown ourselves at your lotus feet and have no other destination, please, O chastiser of enemies, grant our desire. Hare Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Braje Satanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam रम्या काचिदुपासना व्रजवधूवर्गेण जाकल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेम पुमार्थमहान् श्रीचैतन्यमहाप्रभुर्मतमिदं तत्रोदरनापरः सो अवर् वर्शिपेबल् लॉर्ड इज सन् आफ् नन्द महाराज एंड Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajasatanaya and his pastime place, this Vrindavan Dham is also equally worshipable by us. And to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna, we have to follow the footprints of the Vrajagopis, Vrajavadhu Vargena Jagalpita. And where is the proof? The proof is in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered as spotless Purana, Purana Mamalam. And the goal of life is to achieve love of Godhead. So, here we see the Brahman, the wives of Brahmanas, they are following the instructions of Sri Krishna, as he has given in Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman Paridajya Mam Ekan Saranam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mukhyai Samina Asucha. is the last instruction of Sri Krishna, that he told that just surrender unto me. And give up everything, all other shelters. Just take shelter at my lotus feet. So that is what here we see the wives of the Brahmanas, they are following this instruction perfectly. But we see Krishna is telling, you have to surrender to me means you have to also follow my instructions. Now Krishna has special instruction for them, that he is asking them to return back to your home. And then the wives of Brahmana, they are just approaching Krishna, describing what is their situation and how can they return back to their home. It is not possible, because they are not, they are from the highest class in society, Brahmana. They are Brahmana wives. And once they left their home and their husbands, their fathers, their everything they left, they did not consider anything, what will happen in future. They simply run at the lotus feet of Krishna. So they tell me, how can they accept us again? It is not possible. Please, you accept us again. So this pure bhakti is just like Dinakrishna Das is singing in their bhajan. Jaya Naga Patni Jaya Naga Kanyaga Bhakti Teja Hara Paila Govinda Chara. By following the pure devotional path of pure devotional service, Naga Kanyas, the wives of Kaliya, and here we see the Dija Patnis, the wives of the Brahmanas, they achieved perfection of their life. So in the previous class we have heard from Sankarsana Nikaya Prabhu, how he was describing about Karmakandi Brahmanas, that he is telling has bhakti, it's Vaishnava, then first you Vaishnava, then you become Brahmana. A smarta Brahmana, the Brahmanas here, they are the Karmakandi Brahmanas, they are engaged in Karmakandi Yajnas. Just they're doing this yajnas, the swaha, their goal is simply to attend the heavenly planet, heavenly pleasure. That's why these Brahmanas have no intelligence. They could not understand when the coward boy, this coward boys, the friends of Krishna and Balaram, they approach them. They pay them obeisance again and again with a humble mood. With a meek and humble way they approach them, but they could not understand. Because whose intelligence is already diverted, who is already thinking for sense gratification, the karma kandis, or the jnana kandis, those who are thinking about just merged in impersonal Brahman, and they cannot understand the science of pure devotional service. That's why Narottama Das Thakur used to say, karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakale, visarabhanda, amrita valiya jehu khai, nana joni sehi phire kadar je bhakshana kare, tara janma adhapate jai. So Narottama Das Thakur is telling, this karma kanda process in Veda, in the Vedic literature, in four Vedas, Rig Sam Jadur Atharva, about 90% is simply dealing with karma kanda. You do this and you will get this. You will do this, you will get this, like this. Whatever you want, how you fulfill your desires. If you want wealth, you go to, you worship Lakshmi. If you want to free from the obstacles, then you have to worship Ganesh. If you want to free from disease, you have to worship Sun God. Like this, there's different. There's, if you want to have nice wife or nice husband, you have to worship Uma Shankar, Uma Parvati. Like this, there's so many. Everything is. Whatever you want, you have to achieve. So by worshipping the demigods, offering oblations in the fire, one can go to the heavenly planets. That is the karma the Brahmanas were doing. So they are not any pure devotional service in that stage. So they could not understand the Brahmana ways. So this karmakanda, that's why Narottamadasakli, if someone is following this path of karmakanda, then he cannot achieve the lotus feet of Krishna. There is karma kanda, there is also karma misra bhakti. There is also jnana kanda, there is also jnana misra bhakti. Sometimes one karma kanda, when we worshipping demigods, following the Vedic injunctions, but when one worship Vishnu, but still he has material desires, then that is karma yoga. He is worshipping Vishnu to satisfy his material desires. This is karma yoga. At least yoga words is added means is connected to Vishnu. So similarly, those following the path of jnana, knowledge, and thinking this jagat mithya, brahman satya, and this material world is simply suffering, so let us just give up this body and just march into the brahman. So this is the jnana kanda. But sometimes people are thinking about Krishna, but their destination is to merge in Brahman. So in this way, but these two processes, jnana kanda and karma kanda, there is Narottamadas Thakur is telling this is just like just like poison, a pot full of poison. And if someone drink it thinking this is nectar, you follow these two paths, karma kanda and jnana kanda, then finally what will happen? They will simply travel in this material world in 84 lakhs of species again and again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare, same. Again and again, the cycle of birth and death, different species of life. So they cannot make one free from this birth and death. The only problem is birth and death, old age and disease. These problems will be solved when one attends the lotus feet of Krishna, when he enters the spiritual world. There no more jadgatvana nivartante taddhama paraman mama. So only path of bhakti can solve this problem. Yesterday we have, in the previous class we have heard Sankarsana Prabhu telling how this Brahman was sitting in front of Ranganath temple and he was not able properly reading the Bhagavad Gita. But his spiritual master told him every day to read Bhagavad Gita. So he was trying his best reading his Bhagavad Gita. Though he is not able to read it properly, he did not know Sanskrit so well. But still he is trying. Whole Gita he was reading and every day. But there are many mistakes in pronouncing the words, Sanskrit words. But still he is reading. But general public, they are laughing. What is this guy? This guy is doing? He is not able to read and same time he is also crying. He is crying. He is just closing the Bhagavad Gita and looking at the pictures that how Krishna is sitting sitting in a chariot and how he is following the instructions of Arjuna. He has become a chariot driver for his devotee Arjuna. So seeing this picture, he is crying. How the Lord is so merciful. He is bhakta vatsal. Aham bhakta paradhina. He was svatantra ivadija. Lord told, I am not independent in front of my devotee. Though all the Vedic literature, even the first line of the Srimad Bhagavatam, first play, janma dasya jata itaratas charthesu abhigya swarat. This word is used. He is swarat. He is abhigya. He knows everything. And he is swarat. He is independent. But same Lord told to whom? Durvasa. He told, Ahang Bhakta Paradhino. I am everywhere independent, but not in front of my devotee. My devotee always controlled me by his pure devotional service. So we see how this then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to this man, ask, hey, what you are doing? I am trying to read Bhagavad Gita. I am reading Bhagavad Gita. My guru told this every day. Why are you crying? Just see this picture. How Lord Krishna has become a chariot driver for his devotee Arjuna and his and when he saw this picture, when I think about this Bhakta Vatsala, this how Lord is subservient or he is following the orders of his devotee, I could not stop my tears. So this is bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, you understand the purports of all Vedic literatures. Then Mahaprabhu embraced him. Then he became a pandit automatically. Jasya deve parabhakti, jatha deve tatha guru, tasya tahi kati tahi artha prakasante mahatmana. So immediately Brahmana became knowledgeable. Then he started reading perfectly Gita. He understood the purports of Bhagavad Gita. So this is bhakti. That's why this Brahmana wife, they are following the path of pure devotional service, bhakti. They may not know Sanskrit or they did not know all these things, all these technical things in bhakti. They did not know Shastra may be perfect, but they have attained the goal of life, the attraction for Krishna. They attained this stage of bhava bhakti. They have spontaneously attached to Krishna. They are always thinking about Krishna. They have nothing to think anything more other than Krishna. Vrindavana Thakur says, what is bhakti? In Vrindavana, in Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vrindavana Thakur says, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhan, bhakti yoga Krishna nama sravana krandan. What is bhakti? Bhakti yoga is, this bhakti is only wealth for a devotee. He has no other wealth, only bhakti yoga, following the path of bhakti. But what is bhakti yoga? It was Krishna nama sravana krandan. By hearing about the glories of Krishna, one must hear and chant the glories of Krishna. And when he is chanting or hearing, then Krishna nama sravana then krandan, then tears must flow from his eyes. He must cry. Nayanat galadasundharaya vadanam gadgadarudhaya gira pulakai nishitang vapu kada taba nama grahane bhavishyati. When that day comes, oh Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and Sikhyastak is teaching all of us. When that day comes, when by simply chanting your holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The tears flow from my eyes. Nayanad balada sudharaya, badanam gadgada my gadgada rudhe gira, my voice, my will choked. When my body will tremble in ecstasy, when that day come, but that stage already achieved by the Brahmana wives. They are crying in front of Krishna. They are crying Krishna. Cry. Whatever is telling, this verse is in purport is written that, or Vishnu Chakra Thakur is telling that, when they are chanting this verse, actually they are crying. They are crying and telling this verse to Krishna. Grinnanti nono patayah pitarau, this verse. Our husbands, fathers, sons, brothers, other relatives and friends will no longer take us back. And how could anyone else be willing to give us shelter? Therefore, since we have thrown ourselves at your lotus feet and have no other destination, please, O chastiser of enemies, grant our desires. This is pure devotion. So this Brahman of these wives, they've achieved that stage already, perfection of life. But still,
Krishna is telling, no, it is not. Listen, please, you return back to your home. Because Krishna is telling that the goal of, what is the goal? Just to remember me always. What is the goal of all the, following the paths of devotional service? Rupa Goswami told, always remember Krishna, never forget him. Smartavya satatam Vishnu, Vismartavya najatuchit sarva vidhi nisedhesu etoyera vakinkar. Whatever the regulatory principles are, we are following. What is the goal? The goal is to always remember Krishna, never forget him. Sadhana Bhakti, this is the goal of Sadhana Bhakti. In the verses Krishna is telling, it is by hearing about me, seeing my deity forms, meditating upon me, and chanting my names and glories, that love for me develops, not by physical proximity. Therefore, please go back to your home. Krishna asked to these Brahmana wives, just return back to your home. Your need is not proper to just stay, that the Brahmana wife is thinking, you must stay in this jungle, in forest. It is better to stay. They are thinking in previous verse, they are thinking, okay, we are in Brahman caste and Krishna was in according to the just outside this society. Krishna is a coward boy and he has relation with the coward girls. But a Brahman is in a higher caste and they are married. So this is not, the society will not allow this to have relation with Krishna. So Brahman wives, they are telling, okay, we are not desiring. We can just allow us to stay in forest. We'll stay in forest. Whenever you visiting this forest and the tulsi garlands from your neck, some tulsi leaves may be pulled down, and we just collect these tulsi leaves and flowers, just smell them, and just touching in our hearts, we'll be satisfied. Just ask her to allow us to stay in forest. But Krishna told no. This is not proper. Because Krishna is also residing as Paramatma, a super soul in everyone's heart. There he is also in the heart of the Brahmanas. The Brahmana is karmakandis. But because of Krishna's mercy, they become immediately understood this position of Krishna. That Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Sarvasya chaham pudisan nivishto mataha smutir jnanam apohanamcha vedaisya sarvair ahamaiva vedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Krishna telling, I am residing in everyone's heart. From me, the knowledge, mata smuti, the remembrance, jnana, the knowledge, and forgetfulness, everything comes from me. So then Krishna, just from within, just gave knowledge to this Brahmana. They immediately understood the positions of Krishna and Balaram. Then they started repenting, oh, what we have did. They are the Supreme Lord. So Krishna told, don't mind. And you just return back, everything will be okay. I will take care of everything. So that's why Krishna is telling that it is by hearing about me. Just you are continue hearing about me. They are hearing from the, as mentioned, they are hearing from different other women, those who are selling flowers, they are selling betel nuts, and they are Brahmanas, they need also for the milk preparations. Also this gopi sometimes going to selling this milk preparations. So in the meantime, they are also hearing the glories of Krishna from them. How Krishna killed different demons, how different pastimes every day. Krishna performed some pastimes in Vrindavan. In this way, they were developed love. That is same thing Krishna is telling you. It is by hearing about me and seeing my deity form, meditating upon me and chanting my names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And glories that love for me develops. Not by physical proximity. Therefore, please go back to your home. Just So that is the bhakti, and this is the Gaudiya Darshan, because Vipralama, there are two types of bhakti. Some this direct relation with Krishna and thinking Krishna separately, being staying in a distant place from Krishna and remembering him. This is called Vipralamba. This is the Braja Bhakti. This is the highest type of bhakti. That is the Gaudiya Darshan. Every Gaudiya philosophy. Ayi dina dayarda natha he mathura natha kada avalokyase hidayam tadaloka kataram daita bhramyati king karomyam. This is the called in Rasa Shastra as the Kaustubha Mani, as the jewels, Kaustubha jewels. As Madhavendra Pudu is chanting this verse again and again and again, when he was disappearing from this material world, we entering in the Telila, he was chanting this verse again and again. Oh Krishna, Dina, Dayardhanath, oh merciful Lord, Lord of the fallen, and though, oh Lord, Dina, Dayardhanath, Mathura Nath, master of Mathura, where are you now? How can I achieve your lotus feet? Mathura Kadavalakas, how can I see you again? How can I have your association? My heart is devastating, it is completely broken. I am just, I have no more, I could not have no more patience. I can tolerate. O Daita, O most dear one, Daita, what shall I do? Where shall I go? How can I get achieve at your lotus feet? The gopis also like this. They are in Vrindavan, where Krishna went to Dwarka, then they are crying day and night. This is the topmost bhakti. So this is that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also experienced the same thing. He is in Jagannath Puri, but always remembering about Vrindavan. Always thinking about Vrindavan and Krishna, Radha Krishna's pastimes. He was just like mad. He is experiencing the mood of Radharani and how the Vajagopis, they experience the highest love for Sri Krishna. So that's why Krishna is just asking these Brahmana wives just to go return back to your home. Always chant my holy names, always try to hear my glories from others, see my deity form and meditate upon me. In this way, you will achieve the goal of life. Your love for me will increase. So, but still we see example here that the Brahmana and the Brahmana wives, they are setting that first you have to, when you enter into bhakti, you have to surrender everything. Sarvadharman paritejya mam ekam saranam praja. You must surrender to Krishna. Though it is not the everything, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when talking to Ramanandra, he rejected this. Not the kaha aga, ye aga, aga. Unless they told this this famous verse that in Brahma's prayer, Gyane praya, grane prayase, udopasya namantayeva. This verse, that what is means by that sthane sthitva sutigatan tonobhag manovhi. That Brahma told, this sthane sthitva, there is no need to change your varna or ashram. Just stay in that place, wherever you are. Sthane sthitva sutigatan tonobhag manovhi. Just surrender in your words, your body and your mind to Krishna. Just surrender, just perform the devotional service from that place. You will achieve perfection. Whether someone is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, or he is sannyasi, a Vanaprastha, or a Grahastha, or Brahmachari, there is no problem. Everyone is allowed to perform devotional service. Striya, Vaishya, Tatha, Sudra, Tepi, Janti, Parangati, Manghi, Partha, Vipasitya, Steyopi, Supapa, Janayo, Krishna told in Gita. Bhakti for everyone. The most fallen people can perform devotional service. and achieve the highest destination in life. In the other hand, if someone is born in a higher class but he is not performing, Muchi, this famous this verse that Bhagavad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Muchi haya, suchi hai, jadi Krishna bhaje. Suchi haya, muchi hai, jadi Krishna bhaje. If someone is born in a very low family, but he is performing, he is practicing devotional service, then he is better than a Brahman. He is a Vaishnava and he is qualified to please Krishna. But if someone born in a Brahmana family in a higher caste and a higher position in society, but if he is not performing devotional service, he is following karmakanda like this Brahmanas, karmakandi Brahmanas, then it is not appreciated. He is lower than a Sudra. Dine radhik kripa kare bhagavan kulina brahmana panditera vada abhiman. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They're proud. These Brahmanas were performing simply jagya, swaha, swaha, swaha. They did not listen to this. What is Krishna Balaram told? But because they are connected to their wives were pure devotees. So Krishna gave some mercy to the Brahmanas. So they understood what is the goal, what we are doing. They started repenting. So, this is due to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He shows this path of pure devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So it is time, so anyone any question or comment?
Lord Ramachandra is very careful to set a proper example. Even Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he performs certain duties so that everyone will follow his example. Krishna is very careful. So for devotees, they can maybe appreciate this love of the wives of the Brahmanas, but in ordinary dealings, it seems, against Vedic culture, to lead your family, husband, go out with them. There's a basic criticism with there. So was Krishna not concerned that the general public would criticize such a behavior? Although it's many times discussed, but how do we explain that the Lord sets a good example here? He kind of just let go and gave full love up to the Brahmanas' wives. Didn't set a proper example in ordinary standard dealings.
One cannot go up unless he achieves that platform. Unless one achieves spontaneous love for Krishna, he cannot left. It is not possible. Brahmanas, they achieve that platform. That's why Brahmanas, they run away. It is not possible for others to run away. Not except gopis and Brahmanas, these Jagyapatnis. It is not possible. The ordinary platform someone will run. Not possible for everyone. So Krishna is anyhow, Krishna rejected this. Just return back to your home. So that's why it's not prematurely someone should imitate the Brahmana Patnis or someone just run away. So this is not allowed in society. So we should not imitate. We have to follow the instructions. Okay, so any other question? Yes.
Brahmanas.
Those Brahmanas, they understood what is the goal of life by mercy of Krishna. So they may be left up, gave up the karmakanda things. Think about Krishna, follow the paths of the devotional service. Savanam Kirtanam. Okay. So any other question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So one question I have is that, so when you quote from the Bhagavad Gita, Yatatva Nanavartante, Tat Dharma Paramahama. So by this verse I understood that once the jiva takes the Lord's abode, he never falls down. But from the lectures of Prabhupada, we keep hearing the statement that we jivas have fallen down. So I have this question that where did we fall down from?
This is a very contradictory question. This is already, but this is but still, those who are when Krishna is coming for his pastimes to this material world, with Krishna's will, one can come down. If Krishna wants to send someone to go for his pastimes, so Krishna, how Jai Vijay came down? Jai Vijay also came down. So this is according to, this is, though the general principle is no one should come down. But still in special situations, according to the desires of Krishna, Krishna's desire is supreme. Whatever Krishna wants. Sometimes Krishna comes for pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come for pastimes. So they cannot part from their pastimes with this, with their ordinary conditioned souls. They part from their pastimes with their eternal associates. So he brought all of them here. According to Krishna's desires, one can come to this material world. General principle is not followed. Okay, generally does not come down, but in special cases, due to the desire of Krishna. Okay.
Yes. As you said that those who worship them, they promote to the heavenly planets. As you said, those who worship heavenly lords, they promote to heavenly planets. So is there any chance those who worship them, can they come to the Krishna consciousness level?
Those who have achieved heavenly planets, if they are worshipper of Lord, they are worshipping karma yoga, following the karma yoga. By worshipping Lord Vishnu, they had come to the heavenly planet because they have no material desires are not gone. Even Prasila Prabhupada told in a Maningwak, someone asked, Prabhupada, you have accepted so many disciples. Everyone will go to return back to Godhead. Prabhupada told, no, those are strictly following my principles. Those are strictly following me. Then after little time, but just stop, then Prabhupada told, 80% of them simply become demigods in their next life. One cannot march to spiritual world simply, unless you finish your all desires, everything. So those who are following bhakti, because of still they have some material desires, they went to the heavenly planet. So they can go gradually. Bhakti will not destroy. But those who are following karmakanda and attending heavenly planet, they cannot go. Okay? Any other question or comment? Okay. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.